Okay, would you ever call it a bullfrog if it lives in water?
I never didn't know the difference.
Okay.
In calling it.
What about a tiny little frog that makes a chirping noise? Some people say that you can predict rain by this frog.
Oh, the rain frog. I've heard that, but I've never seen one that I know of.
Okay. And what do you call ordinary old worms that are used in bait as bait for fishing?
Baits.
Okay. What about very large ones? Is there a difference?
There's a grub worm I think they use for fishing, but I'm no fisherman. I'm really not familiar with that.
Fine. And what about an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
The lightning bug, we call it. It has another name, but that's what it's generally called in the country.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the other name is?
Oh, the firefly, I think it is. No. I guess that would be the proper name. No, I may be wrong there, but that's my idea.
Okay.
I think that would be right. But our children have always called it lightning bugs.
That's
just handed down through the generation.
Uh-huh. What about an insect that's bigger? It has a long, thin body and really filmy wings that are maybe that wide.
A butterfly?
Uh-huh.
A butterfly?
No, I'm thinking of one that often hovers around over ponds or lakes.
Mosquito?
Well, bigger than a mosquito, say maybe that long.
I don't know.
Okay, have you ever heard of a darning needle or a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk? Or?
I've heard of the snake doctor.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and people say it doesn't stink?
A dirt doll.
And what about nuts that ripen underground?
What?
Nuts that ripen underground.
I don't know.
Would you ever say peanuts or goobers?
Oh,
or
yes.
Gators or?
Peanuts. Mm-hmm. I've heard the name Google, but we'd say peanuts. Oh, we've always said.
Okay.
And ground peas, they're called ground peas.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. That's an old name for them.
It's a good one.
Yes.
Suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. Say, his father has a big nose and he has a big nose. You'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Favors.
Okay. And if he favors him, if he looks like him, suppose he acts like him, then you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Resembles.
Okay.
Yes, but that's the same as favors almost. Resembles.
And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And suppose a city person comes to the country and doesn't know quite how to act. What might the country people call it behind his back?
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking of a conversation I heard between two little boys, one from the city and one from the country. One said, actually, it was a true experience. He called the little country, the city boy called the country boy a country cracker. And he said, I'd rather be a country cracker than a city fool. Now that's, I don't know what difference would be, but I actually heard that once. Two little boys.
Right here in town?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The little boy was from the northern city. New York City, I think.
Huh. Well, is country cracker a term that's used very often?
Not anymore. I never hear it anymore, but they used to. I have heard it. Did you have reference to the city slicker?
Yeah, or... Yeah.
I've heard that just like country cracker, but as far as in the last